Rabbi, I had a thought on the way to shul today. I had a thought, Rabbi, concerning the fact we're in a transition period of no. I'm not referring to the road map. I'm referring to the fact that Pesach, like Ba'omesh, transition time. It's transition time. So, Rabbi, I had the following. We say famously to the Chacham, we said last week. The Chacham, what did we answer him? We said Ein Matin. And all the Mefarshim ask, literally all the Mefarshim, it sounds like a random thing to tell him. The Chacham of the four sons, we tell him, Ein Maftin Acha Pesach Avikoyman, which seems as such a peculiar halacha that, we've got to know, Mr. Chacham, you've got to know that, after the Korban Pesach, you may not eat anything after that anymore. Ein Maftin Acha, and parallel to that, nowadays as well, after that, we know that after the fourth kois, we don't eat anything, we don't drink anything. I know we discussed our halachas of water, etc. But generally speaking, as a principle, we don't eat anything anymore after the afikoyim. Sounds like such an awkward, like that's what we tell the chacham. Tell him more grand halachas, tell him something more important, tell him something more crucial, more essential. Sounds such a bizarre, awkward, side kind of halacha. Ein maftirin acha pesach afikoyman. So Rabbi Yisrael, I had a thought today on the way to shul, which may or may not be accurate, but I thought it was, what was machshava, and I don't remember seeing it anywhere, but I think it may be something too. So what I'm thinking is as follows. A person naturally is inclined, is a mitzvah of eating matzahs on Pesach, or perhaps going back to the person who eats the Korban Pesach, would have thought that it's a mitzvah to continue and do more and more, and kind of continue that mitzvah as much as possible. Matzah is a good example. You want to do more, you want to extend, you want to do. So the halacha is Ein Maftin Acha Pesach Avikoyman. You've got to put a stop to. That's it now. Now it's a different zman. Now it's a different time. Now you have to discontinue. Whether you're eating the Korban Pesach, whether you're eating matzahs, whatever you're up to, now it's a different zman. It's a different tkufa. What that tells us is that what really Chacham has got to know, Chacham is defined, what Chacham needs to know is that everything has got its right time. So yes, there was a time to eat the Korban Pesach, but subsequently there was a time that you don't eat Korban Pesach. Yes, there was a time you eat matzah, but after there's a time you don't eat matzahs. A Chacham is who understands that every time requires something. And that's true in a person's private day, in a person's day, that, sometimes it's time to learn, sometimes it's time to go to sleep, sometimes it's time to eat. Everything is good. A Chacham is the one who divides his day into the right time zones. To take that a bit broader, it's also the person who understands that in the year as well, and that's really what we're going through now, that there's Pesach, afterwards there's the Oymah, there's Lag BaOmer, there's Shavuos, there's different times of year, and you can't just schlep the inspiration, which was a good inspiration for Pesach, to schlep that inspiration onto something else later, because every Tkufa has got its own mitzvah, its own inspiration, its own his own obligation, his own thoughts, his own avoider. So it's about understanding every time it's got its own avoider. Every tkufa has got its own avoider. And furthermore, he can also be understood and stretched a little bit to the next point, which is that a person's life also, what avoider of a 10-year-old is different than avoider in a 20-year-old. An avoider of a 30-year-old is different than avoider in a 40-year-old. Because every tkufa in a person's life is different again. Ein maftin acha pesach avikoyman, to understand that every time, every tkufa has got its own avoider. And that's what makes a chacham. They don't do what was yesterday the right thing, is not necessarily today the right thing. Have I said what I was thinking today? If you remember, let me know, because I'm for sure going to forget it. Yeah, okay. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we are up to Simon Tovkov Nun Aleph, and whilst before Pesach, this was far away, quite distant, halacha to halacha lemaisa, now it's definitely much closer, because yes, we've changed the clock, and it is the summer tkuf already. So it is right to continue with the halacha, Simon Tovkov Nun Aleph. I believe we're up to Sif Yud Aleph. The halachas of Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks, the 9 days, etc. Now, Sif Yud Aleph is in our editions printed in page 54. And the halacha is as follows. But before we start, just in terms of times, I took the assumption based on the previous 2, 4, 6, 8 years, so I don't know how many, that's for this transition period, No, I'm sure you'll remember. Is that pretty much the way? Yeah, so when for the next few weeks, we've
well, it's only this week and next week.
Then after we go back to 8 o'clock, yeah? So this week, will be Fulham Mincha Maariv at 7:50, and next week, when is Mincha Maariv? 10 minutes later?
So,
7:35, so I suppose. Yeah. And then after this, we go for
8:10,
yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Okay. So, boys, I second line on page 54. See if you'd Aleph. Kol mishoichel bebosa b'makom shenagin b'issa. Somebody who eats meat in a place where the Akun Shulchan Aruch, the minig is not to eat. So, if you don't eat in the 9 days, the minig is we don't eat in the 9 days meat. If a person eats meat during the 9 days, it's a peretz geder. He's somebody that peretz geder. He breaks down the walls, the fences. Peretz geder v'shchenu nachash, and he will get bitten by a snake. Now, which of course is the pasuk tetz. Peretz geder v'shchenu nachash. I do not remember. I wonder if anybody here has got an interpretation. Why is the punishment of a peretz geder v'shchenu nachash? Why is a snake biting somebody who is a peretz geder? The pasuk tells us that, but I want to know. I didn't have a chance to look into that. I always wanted to, and I, whenever it comes to it, I always forget. Why is it that somebody's a peretz geder, it's bitten by a snake? Why?
Same.
Chet Odom Rishon. So what's the connection?
Because the geder.
So you're over the mitzvah, yeah. So you get bitten by a snake, which was the first one, the prime. Yeah, Stephen, what do you want to say? It was great to see you on Yom Tov, Stephen. What do you want to say?
Same thing, that with Hava, the snake persuaded her. So isn't it, the analogy here is that she was told not to eat from the tree, and this person is told not to eat meat during the 9 days. So, he's eating meat. So, isn't it the same with the snake, that he's bitten by a snake?
It's a bit, yeah. So, I hear that. It sounds good, sounds great. The question only is, what's the biting element? The biting. Just like, you shouldn't eat. So, he did the snake bites you. Good. Yeah, it sounds good. Sounds very good. Yeah, you should
know. Yeah,
it definitely, you're right. Of course, you're right. Because this concept of Peretz Geder Yishchenu Nachash specifically said on Siyogim and Takonos, which is rabbinical. Yeah. Yeah, to take the action. Very good. Excellent. Very good. So that's what the Eder is. So Abba Yisai, to eat meat, somebody who eats meat in the 9 days, it's a Peretz Geder Yishchenu Nachash Shekon Shulchan Aruch. Mutar Lishtos Bo Yishcha, Beer is permitted. Avilu Shel Dvash, even honey. Honey, what's called honey beer? Is that what it's called? Shekurin med. Mead. Yeah. So that will, that's honey. What is he made? How does he? What is it exactly? What does it taste?
It's made of honey.
It's made out of honey, and it's. Ever drank it? Do you know what it's like? Mead. What? Okay, so that would be permitted, Rabbi Yisai. So that's fine. So in other words, it does not exclude any alcoholic beverage. So if you like to have a bit of, so alcohol is fine. It's not that the issa is alcohol. No, you're allowed to have sheikha, beer would be permitted. Pardon? It sounds like it. I don't know. It sounds to me that it's permitted. If somebody wants a bit of a whiskey in the 9 days, it's just meat and the wine. So the wine specifically, yeah. So it's not, so to the point is that it's wine, which is also, but if you want a bit of whiskey, it looks like it's fine. It's an example. I believe it's an example of alcohol. Yeah, I don't know if it's more alcoholic than beer. I do not know exactly how it's processed. Yes, so Kulon Shulchan Aruch, yes.
What if the Sephardi was in Ashkenazi land?
Yeah.
Sephardi's allowed.
So that will be a good question. It's a very valid point. So Shulchan Aruch, Taka, Akon Shulchan Aruch, it's not Osamika. Then Akon Shulchan Aruch will depend on that. It depends on what they accept the minhag in that particular place. For us, Ashkenazim, either way makes no difference, as we've learned previously, that for us, anyway, it's restricted. But in a Kodesh Shulchan Aruch, in a place where there is no minik, which wasn't accepted, only from Shvosh Chalboy, so you're quite right to point that out. But for us, anyway, it would be awesome. So now, continue Shulchan Aruch and see if you do this. There's Poyos Shavu Hazeh. Tispoiris, which is cutting haircuts. Echod roishoy, whether you're having a haircut, vechakolse ashabo, any hair, any facial hair, also is also. So haircuts is also. The exception to that is what Sif Yud Gimel teaches us, of a zarkon, with regards to the beard, kolchim akivis achile, whatever disturbs the eating, mutter is permitted. In other words, if you've got a moustache that grows a lot and disturbs and disturbs your eating, then you'd be allowed to cut that. You're allowed to cut that. Pardon? So, you know, it's interesting because it's very interesting, and because I don't know if it's, I don't know if it means if it means literally what actually literally disturbs, which seems to be your understanding, which could be pshat, or there's a psychological element as well. We all know what it's like when the beard starts to go and it gets longer than the norm. It gets a bit irritating, and when you feel that it's irritating, does that also? I really don't know. Every year I'm mesupik about this. Every single year, I mean, I'm mesupik in the Oma as well. There is the heter by cutting the moustache. The heter apply that when it disturbs the eating, then it's fine. I always wonder: is it something which physically disturbs your eating, which must be, as you're saying, must be a pretty long beard, pretty long moustache, or does it also mean that it's just psychologically it's bothering you? It's just bothering you because it's just going that. As if it's, do you know what I mean? When it's like bothering you, so is that also included in the heter? I do not know.
Because he had a cut presumably just before.
Yeah. He means it's only physical. It's only the physical. The psychological, you know.
You can't grow that.
You
can't grow that. It's got to disturb.
Well, unless you've got someone who had this as a cut.
An oval or something. It can't. Yeah, it depends, I suppose, on, yeah. It sounds like kolchem akivas achile, whatever disturbs and disrupts the eating. So I suppose he means whilst he's eating. The Mishnah Berurah just clarifies it and says cotton pe over zokon hainu asofer, which is referring to the moustache. In the sifkot yud beis, he tells us. In sifkot ein tes, in the earlier sif, he tells us taspoiris haircut echad o ish ashavin leisa. He's referring both to men and ladies. Everybody's included in that issa. So women also have that restriction. They may not cut their hair in that time period. So what it does allow is that the hair which is on the side by women, is that perhaps you can allow which the hair on the sides, which may sometimes come out of the shaitel or the head covering, so that may come out, and is that if that really does stick out and that come out, Satan Mishnabu says perhaps in the name of the Pigon, perhaps that could be permitted to be cut. So the bottom line of that is if it interferes with sneers, then there would be a heter to cut, the lady would be allowed to cut her hair. The poskim discussed, now I don't exactly understand this question, but since the poskim discussed it, the contemporary poskim discussed it, I'm going to mention it as well. What about a person, by bochim and by girls, it's relevant when they go on shiduchim? So you can't always time, you know, when a shidduch comes up, you don't want to delay it, you want to push it off. So the question is, would there be a heter for a bacher to cut his hair, or to trim his beard, or to shave his beard, or potentially the girl as well, to cut her hair if she feels that for that first meeting, she wants to make a better impression. Is there a heter to cut her at that stage? Just like it's permitted we see that at times there's a heterim, would such a heter apply as well? I find it even hard to even ask the question, but it is something which is brought down in the poskim. So, what Rabbi said, what do you think? It's not. Well, whilst we understand, we can all appreciate when you've got that potential chosn asking, when that girl is going out for the first time, like, you can appreciate that severity when they're asking the shayla. You can all imagine how serious for them that shayla is. But in halachic terms, there's no heter for that. There's no heter, you know. Of course, we tell them not to, you know, if they're ready for going out, they should go out, but they shouldn't push it off. But it sounds like there's no halachic foundation to allow in such an instance to cut the hair. Rabbi says, if you dalet. Also, legdoilim lesaper lektanim. So adults may not cut the hair of ktanim, of children. So there's an is of cutting hair of children too. Velechabes kesusam, and to wash their clothes as well. B'shabbos shechal tishah b'av liyos b'soicha. Going into the discussion of washing clothing, but before that, just an interesting shaila. Before we get to that, is the chalaka, the cutting of the opsharon of 3 year olds, which for some reason has become the norm also in the Litvish circles, which clearly has not been Dominic previously. It's one of the many things Chassidim have overwon the crowd, but it's one of those things. There was no minic previously, and it's quite recently been established in the Litvish world as well. But that's the Metzius. Rabbi Issa, if the third birthday of the little gorgeous Ingele is in the 9 days or the 3 weeks, are you allowed to cut his hair? You want to put on the tzitzis, you want to put on the kapel.
It's not really about chinuch.
It's not about chinuch, correct. So therefore.
So it is because of chinuch. If that's the reason.
Yeah.
Then it shouldn't apply here.
Right. Okay. It's not strictly speaking, it's not chinuch. But I'm saying the way it works is that we do it normally. You cut the hair to put on the kapel and the tzitzis. And then the assumption normally is that there isn't.
If the reason why you don't cut a cotton's hair in 9 days.
Yeah, so you're saying that.
It's not about chinuch.
Yeah, but we're learning now. So, an adult is not allowed to cut the hair of a child.
But is that because of.
Because of the child's sake.
In
look at what the Mishnah says if cotton peal. The ketanim name is Shaykh Bo. Chinuch says the Mishnah. Yeah, child. To e im shuma. Velus im shuma mas nefesh. There are two elements of it. One is because of Avelus, and the other one is because of mas nefesh, which means there needs to be in. How should we translate agmas nefesh? It's not pain, agony, but it's the discomfort. Pardon?
Anxiety.
Yeah, the discomfort. And you want a child also to feel a bit. Nice, neat haircut. It's not right. You don't need to be all, you know. Now you need to have a haircut just now. You know, it should be a bit of agmas nefesh, a bit of discomfort. It's part and parcel of that time of year. We are not neat and tidy. That's what happens in the 3 weeks. We're not at a bed. I always find it very ironic, by the way. I find it always very ironic. Somebody pointed out to me years ago, and I find it so true, that when it comes to Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, you want to have a haircut just last minute, right? So when it comes to Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, everybody's got this nice haircut, which you've got to do it, because otherwise you look like a zombie by the end of the 3 weeks. But it's just, the whole idea is that there should be an element of Akmas Nefesh and everything. But the man said, we got this nice haircut in Shavuos of Tammuz. And then it's inevitable, but it's just. No, it's probably talking about older than that. You're right. It's probably talking about older. But Rabbi says, either way, we've got to address the question. So is it, you're saying it's okay to cut the hair in the 9 days, even? Because he's not shach lechinuch, you'd say that. Yes, cut his hair. It's his option. Third birthday, go for it, cut his hair. Anybody's got in the 9 days, 3 weeks, a boy, birthday? You don't remember? I also don't remember. Pardon? In the sphere, yeah. 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 In the spheres, yeah.
Could you extend that, say, the chinuch for the older children? Older brothers and sisters who will see
this. Yeah, perhaps, yeah. You could say it's perhaps not great chinuch for the other siblings to see that haircut of a younger child. Yeah, good point, very good point. So I say, I saw it, certainly it's also for some unknown reason, and I saw the Bevoshim asking on Rav Ozna Zichroni Livrachi, he says, it's okay that we push it off. I don't know why he says Meikar Din, it's Mutter, I have no idea. Why is Meikar Din okay? It shouldn't be okay. You're not allowed to have a haircut. So he said the minig is to us. Yeah, but it's strange.
For
he said to give an option, to give a chalaka. In other words, you are not allowed to give. You are not allowed to give as an adult. You're not allowed to give a haircut. So the ma'isa, it's but the ma'isa, we certainly don't. Yeah. Somebody's got to finish it off at the end, otherwise it's going to look like it. Yeah. It's not. You're saying it's not a proper haircut.
Patchy.
It's patchy and it's not a proper haircut, so it remains the element of agmas nefesh at the end.
It's split between 50 people.
Yeah, but at the end, there's always somebody that has to finish it off and make it look tidy a little bit.
That's after.
So you're going to say he's going to look for that, for in between the actual. He's going to look a bit lopsided a bit for the first few days. He won't mind. He won't notice. Perhaps that would perhaps be permitted. The meaning is that they would cut the end. It seems that it's awesome. Okay, we're going to leave that. We're going to leave the halachas of clothing, which is a fascinating halacha and extremely relevant. The washing of the clothing in the 9 days. We're going to leave that for tomorrow, Mitzvah. So, some as we learned this evening, we spoke about the gedor, somebody who does eat meat in. Somebody who eats meat is a peretz gedor. And the punishment is that he's going to be bitten by a snake. We spoke about the very important halacha that it's just specifically talking about wine. Any other alcoholic beverage seems to be excluded. With regards to haircuts, everything is also besides the moustache, which is fine, because if that disturbs the eating. In terms of children as well, it's adults are not allowed to cut children's hair. Habesim, one more hour before we finish off, and that is, what about cutting hair, which is not necessarily the beard. Say, what's I saw the person can speak about. It doesn't have to be cosmetic, but let's say you've got hair. Eyebrows, something like that.
Why
yeah.
Would
if it's let's say it's not for cosmetic purposes, it's bothering him. It's disturbing. It's going into his eyes, itching. I don't know. It's not what? So it's not for. So you're saying that the exclusion is if it bothers the eating, this doesn't bother eating, should be awesome. What do you think about saying?
Well, you definitely say if there was a medical need.
Medical need, you'd say, yeah. So would you classify that as that? So I think what I understood from the person that it's fine. So it doesn't necessarily mean disturbing the eating process. It means anything that is bothering him. It's not really included. Yes, about business meeting is a shaila, but you're saying the concept of yeah, if something is a tzorich mamash, then it would be permitted. Yeah, I think that's probably the halacha. Habayis, we'll continue tomorrow with Shem. Good evening.